Celebrity Call Centre, good morning. You're through to Steph. How can I help you?
Christmas can be a testing time.
My mum buys awful Christmas presents. I'm just wondering if I should tell her.
I don't think so.
I want to get laid on Christmas Day.
Is that normally a problem?
But this festive period, 8 celebrities are doing their bit to help the nation.
You're through to Dom. How can I help you?
Hopefully you can sort out my dilemma. I'm in a real pickle.
Drawing on their unique life experiences.
I do think some people forget that we are human and that we've gone through the same things that they're going through.
Are you single?
I am single. The only reason I can give them relationship advice is because I've been in so many bad ones.
And personal heartache.
When I first lost Paul, I felt completely lost.
You can't bring them back, but the good days now outweigh the bad days.
To tackle dilemmas large...
I've just come out and I don't know how to tell my dad.
Go and tell him. And tell him you love him.
And small.
When is the right time that you can start farting in front of somebody new? I've basically replaced my love life with cheese.
Oh, man.
Hello, Celebrity Call Centre.
Celebrity Call Centre.
How can I help you?
Oh, what?
Ooh.
Christmas.
Ooh.
Oh, I love it. Oh, we'll do crackers later.
8 famous faces are starting their shift.
Look at you.
Well, well, well.
At the Celebrity Call Centre. Oh,
hello.
Hi. And you brought him along.
I did. Nice I to have see to. You again.
Callers from across the UK will be dialing in.
As far as agony aunts go, I think I'm pretty good. I am that girl that everybody rings up when things go horribly wrong.
But the celebrities have no idea who will be on the other end of the phone or what dilemmas they will be faced with.
Now, how does all this work?
I've got no idea what sort of calls are going to come in. And I just hope, actually, that I can be useful.
Oh, my goodness.
There she is.
Look who's here.
I have been in show business since I was about 3 and a half. And in show business, you see most things. So I don't think anything's going to happen today that is going to faze me in any way.
Oh, look, I'm getting a call. It's happening. Celebrity Call Centre. What's going on in your world?
This is very nerve-wracking.
On line 6, Coronation Street and Celebrity Big Brother star Amanda Barry.
I am actually genuinely very excited about today. I've got no idea what sort of calls will come in, but I shall do my best. Hello, Celebrity Call Centre.
Just wondered if you could help me.
I'll try.
It's quite a tricky one, I think, for me.
Yes, go on.
I'm 24 and I've just recently come out and I don't know how to tell my dad. Is it a big thing? Do I mention it in passing?
Oh, do you know something?
It's the big one.
Yes, to tell your dad. As far as I was concerned, from being a little tiny girl, I'm talking about 4 years of age, I was aware I was attracted to women. That is the way you're born. So listen, if you're going to go and talk to him, go and talk to him. You'd probably be so surprised to find out that everything you were worried about saying is something they already knew. It's not...
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'm worried that things might change.
They won't, you know.
How do you know?
My mother, when I told her, she went, oh, God, you know, I always thought that I was. Well, anybody more heterosexual than my mother, you're not going to come across. That was her attitude, so I didn't have a problem there at all. But I really could not have told my father. You knew that in their mind, they had conjured up this image of what a queer person would be like. At least now, thank God, in the last few years, I mean, now I can't find anybody who's straight.
It is not the whole of you, your sexuality, by any means.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of other bits of you. People always talk about it in terms of it being sexual instead of being emotional.
Yeah, and that's the main thing I want to get across.
Yeah, you've really got to say, look, I can't help how I feel about things, and that is an emotional thing. And if he loves you, darling, he'll accept you for whatever.
Okay.
Go and tell him. Go and tell him. And tell him you love him.
Yeah, I will, yeah.
Oh, go on.
You helped me in this so much.
Go, please.
I wouldn't have done it otherwise.
Oh, go on.
Okay.
Go on. Thank you for talking to me.
Bye.
Bye.
I didn't get married till I was 79, actually, to my current partner, Hillary. I met her writing my autobiography. It isn't a matter of anything to do with which gender somebody is. It's just a matter of who I happen to love, full stop.
I mean, when I was in Coronation Street, I honestly believe that if I had come out then, I would have got sacked.
You're joking.
And now I watch it and I go, honest to God, it's as camp as Canal Street. You're tripping over gay people. I go, they're all gay now.
I've got a banana. Have a banana. Have a banana.
Taking calls on line 3...
You're through to Dom. How can I help you?
..and 5...
Good morning, you're speaking to Steph.
..are Gogglebox husband and wife, Steph and Dom Parker.
No idea what sort of calls we're going to get. I imagine there are going to be some soft ones and some hard ones. There's probably going to be some very tough ones. Celebrity Call Centre, you're through to Dom. How can I help you?
Hi, Dom. I've just started seeing somebody new, and I'm just wondering, when is the right time that you can start farting in front of them?
Well, I've been married for 20 years, and I don't think yet to this day have I ever experienced my wife pass wind.
You're joking.
No, I'm not.
And you don't fart in front of Steph?
Oh, I do, actually, and I make a point of it.
A point of it?
Absolutely, yeah. Funny face, weird leg, part of a song, you know, you make me want to...
He had a particularly bad lentil soup once, and he decided to keep a tally through the day. And he literally just walked past and go, 39. I think we got to 11 o'clock and it was 78. And I'm just dying, absolutely creased up, laughing. I think your poor bottom must really hurt.
I mean, I did one in my sleep accidentally once and he had a go at me about it.
Sounds like he's not going to be a big fan, but it's a man thing.
I'm really impressed that Steph has never farted in front of you.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, she doesn't have a back passage, so... There's nothing going on back there, so...
To each their own, Dom.
Indeed.
Celebrity Call Centre, good afternoon. You're through to Steph.
She sounds so professional.
What can I do for you today?
Even the face.
I know that I think I know everything. So, obviously, I think I'm going to be able to give everybody all the answers that they need. I always find it easier to solve other people's problems.
What's your dilemma?
Well, I'm having a bit of an issue. It's quite difficult. I really fancy my friend, and I really want to tell them how I feel, but I really value our friendship, and I don't know if I should tell them or not, so I'm wondering what you think.
OK, is this male or female?
A male.
OK, and this is a very, very good friend?
One of my best friends.
And how long have you been friends?
About 4 years.
It could very well be that this is the guy, you know. I mean, they always say that you should marry your best friend.
You kind of either know or you don't. When Dom and I first met, he was standing there wearing a ginger fake beard. I mean, if that's not a put-off, I do not know what is. Can you imagine? I just went, who's this blonker?
Ha, 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 ha.
So he took the beard off, and I went, ooh. Hello. But he's the guy. That's what happens.
You're obviously flirting with him a little bit. Do you think he flirts back a little bit?
Oh, he does.
Well, that is a good sign. I would use this Christmas period to perhaps set up a couple of things where it's just the two of you. Even if it's just, you know, let's go to the Christmas market and have a hot wine and do some Christmas shopping. Get a couple of drinks in him and then I'd tell him. Get him a bit pissed. If you feel confident that actually he is flirting with you, you probably are right, and I would definitely mention it to him. Yeah?
Thank you so much for your help.
Be brave.
You're absolutely lovely talking.
And you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Dom is without a doubt my best friend. We make each other belly laugh, I reckon, at least half a dozen times a day. It's almost like it's a challenge that every day we've got to find another rib to tickle. And that's precious.
Celebrity call centre, you're through to Tom. How may I help you?
My mum buys awful Christmas presents. I got a 48-pack of chewing gum 1 year. I'm just wondering if I should tell her.
I don't think so. It's all about the thought that counts.
Do you think it's okay to spend Christmas Day alone on the sofa?
Let me get something straight. Do you want to spend Christmas on the sofa, on your own?
I do, yes.
You do?
What are you doing this Christmas?
I'm doing Panto Wolverhampton this year.
What Panto is it?
Sleeping Beauty. Yeah, I'm the fairy.
You're perfect for that.
On line one is 2017 Strictly finalist Debbie McGee, who first found fame in the 80s as wife and glamorous assistant of TV magician Paul Daniels.
I really enjoy talking. So getting to chat to people all day really just suits me down to the ground.
Is that me? Yep.
Hello, you're through to the Celebrity Call Centre. It's Debbie. Can I help you?
Hi, Debbie. I hope so. I'm aged a young 60. And my question is the life after death? Not so long ago, I lost my husband. And I'm finding it hard because I've always believed in life after death. But since I've lost my husband, I'm doubting it now.
I always believed in life after death. And then when I married Paul, he didn't at all. The first time I met Paul was we were doing a show together. We were both always early. And I was sitting on the wall outside the rehearsal room, and he was the second person to arrive. And we had a chemistry immediately. And people say, you know, they don't believe in love at first sight. Well, it might not have been love then, but I knew he was the person I wanted to marry.
Why do you want to believe in it? Is it because you want to think that you end up with them one day?
Yeah, I'm hoping that one day I'll meet up with him again.
Debbie's 28-year marriage to Paul came to a tragic end in 2016 when he passed away just weeks after being diagnosed with a brain tumour.
When I first lost Paul, because he was only ill for such a short space of time, I can remember the first time I went shopping and I was in a department store, and I really felt like somebody had just thrown me in the ocean and I didn't know which way to swim. I felt completely lost, and that's when I really realised he'd gone, because normally, if I was shopping, he'd be phoning me and saying, OK, what have you bought? That was the first time I really felt he's really gone and he's not coming back.
I'm hoping if I've got enough belief, I'll be able to see him again.
And, you know, I think if that's really important to you, that's something that you should believe in. The only thing that would worry me about that is that it doesn't allow you to move on. But at the moment, your grief is still so raw that that's not in your head at all.
You know, life has to go on without them.
I don't think it's possible to explain what grief is. One of the reasons is because grief is different to every single person. You are living your life with something missing. And you just feel like you've got this great big hole in your side and you don't know what to do to cover it up.
I think I'm only probably, you know, 6 or 8 months further on than you are. And when I'm having my really bad moments like you're having, I just keep saying it to myself, you can't bring them back. So you have to just feel lucky that you had that wonderful person in your life for that length of time. The one thing I'll say to you is that the good days now outweigh the bad days. Yeah. And there are days where I can't mention Paul's name, and there are other days I can. I sometimes have to kind of tell myself off. That's our survival mechanism.
Yes, rather than wallowing.
Your life is going to go on, and you will be happy. It will come back.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad you called in. And
I'm really glad it was you.
Yeah, and I know you'll get there. You will.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Oh, Debbie.
Thanks for
thank
calling
in. Thank you for speaking to me.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Honestly, that must have been a really hard one for you on some level as well.
Some days I'm glad I've gone through it because I didn't have this understanding before. I always used to think when somebody died, it was just about missing them and being sad, and it really isn't. There's so much more to it.
How can I help you?
First of all, let's drill down to the things that wind you up about Christmas.
It starts too early. We want 7 veg, then the pigs in the quilts, then the stuff and then the yours.
8 celebrities have taken to the phone lines.
Prawn cocktail to start and then a bit of dessert.
Answering calls from a nation in need.
All of these self-help things and look at yourself in the mirror and say, oh, I am beautiful, this, that and the other. I mean, for me, it's rubbish.
Happy Christmas. Bye.
Do you miss The Apprentice?
No.
On line 2...
I've been out of it a few years now.
Lord Sugar's ex-right-hand man and current Countdown host, Nick Hewer.
Hello. Celebrity call centre. What can I do for you?
I want to get laid on Christmas Day.
Right. Is that normally a problem?
Yeah, because no one's like, ever around.
Oh, dear.
And I've done the whole Christmas stuff. It's a bit boring after lunch.
OK. I mean, do you get laid every day normally, or...?
What? I'm not a proper goer, but I would love to if I could.
A goater?
A goer.
Oh, a goer, I'm sorry.
Hold the line one moment.
I've got this chat. He gets bored after lunch on Christmas Day. He's watching EastEnders.
Well, you would.
All he wants to do is to run into some young lady who will enthusiastically...
Service him?
Yes, I suppose it is.
I'll speak to him.
Have a word. This seems like some sort of mission he's on.
I'm not free on Christmas Day, that's for sure, anyway.
Hello?
Hello? What is the matter with you, exactly?
But I just had the idea of, like, having sex on Christmas Day.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's traditional, isn't it? I mean, there's something so holy spirited about having sex on Christmas Day. Where are you going to look for these women?
You're more experienced than me.
Well, I've never gone chasing out looking for sex on Christmas Day, quite honestly, if you really want the truth there. You need your dating apps, darling. We go on Tinder and just say, does anybody want me as a dessert?
Spotted dick.
Nick is looking so upset because we are lowering the tone. Anyway, we will not be doing what you're doing, but happy Christmas.
Thank you, Amanda, as we help.
That is a reminder that this is Channel 4.
Hello, Celebrity Call Centre.
Sometimes I just find it a bit difficult to know whether boys are flirting with me.
It is quite a difficult thing. Dom always struggles.
We had an argument.
And that's it? Yeah. And you just haven't seen or heard from him since?
That was it.
I've just found out that the guy I'm dating wears a wig and I feel a little bit cheated.
Sure, but it sounds like he's got hair stuck on, right?
Dealing with the pitfalls of modern dating.
Yeah, I've got a bit of dead time between presents and lunch that you could nip away and have a shag.
Award-winning stand-up comedian James Acaster.
Loads of relationship advice for someone who's single. The only reason I can give them relationship advice is because, you know, I've been in so many bad ones.
Are you single?
I am single, yeah, sure.
I'm not chatting you up.
First proper girlfriend, very nice girl, but we weren't suited to each other at all. Second one, absolute disaster. You didn't treat me well. If you're watching this, you know you didn't treat me well. Then someone left me for Rowan Atkinson.
She actually left you for Mr. Bean?
Yes. Still with him now. They got a kid together. Merry Christmas. Hey, man, how's it going?
Oh, I'm good, thanks. I'm wondering how I can build up my confidence with women.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just... I get nervous... when sort of speaking to women.
Sure.
And yeah, any advice would be great.
Well, first of all, there's nothing wrong with you. First thing.
Okay.
So let's establish that. If you're single and looking for love, first of all, you've got to love yourself. You're fine as you are. You've got to find someone who likes you. Do you want to, like, play it out? Do a little bit of role play?
That would be brilliant.
Yeah, okay. Let's say you're at a Christmas party. You've seen someone that you like. I'll be that person.
Yeah.
Got a Shirley Temple on the go. Would that put you off?
That's fine.
No?
just hanging out by the Christmas tree, just looking around.
I'd sort of maybe walk up to you and say, what's that you've got in your hair?
It's Christmas, you know. I thought I'd wear some reindeer antlers. Come dressed up.
You look cute in them.
Right, don't say that. It's creepy. Don't say cute.
Oh, God, is it?
Don't tell people they look cute early doors. If that was real, the reindeer antlers would have wilted. What's your hobbies?
Do a bit of yoga.
Nice. Oh, mate.
Yeah.
Slam dunk. Just tell me what you like about it. It's calm. I like how calm it is. It makes me feel calm, and it centres me at the start of a day. That's very important to me before I go to work and look at my spreadsheets.
You're killing it, bro.
Celebrity call centre, how can I help you?
I've basically replaced my love life with cheese. That's what's happened here.
Oh, man.
What sort of woman are you looking for?
You were one of my childhood crushes, actually.
It's quite amazing what people reveal on the phone.
Also dishing out relationship advice on Line 7, Radio 1DJ Gemma Kearney.
Quite like taking on the role of the big sister and being super opinionated and chatty. Want to actually help some people today.
Hello, Celebrity Call Centre, Gemma speaking. How can I help?
Hi, Gemma. I am trying to get some good comebacks I can give my family at Christmas when they ask what they always do, which is why I'm still single.
Oh, man, what an annoying question.
Right.
I mean, why does it even matter?
Right.
I have been single for a year and a half. I find it fascinating that we're so defined, particularly as women, by our relationship status.
I'm 37, and it's like I can have the best year. There can be awesome, wonderful things going on in the world. And then it will be like, that's awesome, when are you going to have a baby?
Oh, wow. I'm so confused as a modern woman as to what I'm supposed to be doing. And I refuse to let the idea that I am this walking, talking biological clock get in the way of my ambition and my lust for life. Because there's so much fun to be had rather than just focusing on that.
I think it's really important to remind people it's not necessarily appropriate to be asking such personal questions, even if they are your family members and meaning well.
I'm going to head home. I'm going to have to stay in a spare room with a single bed. But I've even thought, my gosh, do I need to, like, hire a boyfriend? Like,
can you do that? Can you hire a boyfriend?
These American rom-coms make me feel like I should.
Hold the line.
Okay, what do you think about the idea of this amazing girl who's 37 and she wants to make, like, her family basically shut up? Should she consider getting someone to stand in and act as her boyfriend?
Come to that, has it?
Yeah, James, are you interested?
How much is she offering?
I'll find out.
All right, Christmas Day is going to be a high rate.
Yeah, it's a very high rate.
What's he charging?
I reckon James is worth at least £200.
Well, for the whole day?
Yeah.
For the whole day? £200 for the whole day.
Now I've got to feed him as well. I mean, my God.
He could tell some of his jokes.
Will you accept £200, James?
No!
No?
It's insulting.
He's worth much more than that.
£200 an hour.
And a kiss will be thrown in.
Debbie's throwing in kisses. She's becoming the mom.
Debbie's becoming a pimp. I'm not having this.
I haven't seen my Christmas bonus yet. I don't know if I can afford it.
She's now thought about it and she's not prepared to give any money. But if you're up for hanging
out... she's Googled me and she decided she doesn't want me to be her boyfriend. Is that what she just said? I cannot believe it.
Celebrity Call Centre, good morning. You're through to...
Hello, Steph.
Hi.
My name's Carolyn.
How can I help you?
My mother has dementia and she's getting to the stage where she doesn't know who anyone is now.
Awful, yeah.
It is.
Is she in a home?
No, between myself and my brother and carers, we look after her. So we've kept her at home because that's where she wants to be.
Absolutely right. My father has vascular dementia, so it comes and goes. He's actually in a fabulous home, but we don't have the situation yet that he doesn't recognise his family. And I think that's probably one of the most painful parts for the family to go through.
My father's a very intelligent man. He was in the army for many, many years. You know, he's a massive wordsmith. You know, he's quite a bright chap. And to hear him not talking coherently, I found very difficult. For me, I had to try and remember the love that I have for him, and the man that I've known all my life. He's not necessarily the man that's sitting in front of me now.
So how do I bring her to my daughter's house on Christmas Day without the family and grandchildren and her getting upset by the situation?
I would suggest change your Christmas and maybe have Christmas Day at her house and everybody pop in for an hour. And then she's, you know, and then you've got a controlled environment and she's not outside of her safe place and her safety zone. She'll probably enjoy it and she'll get very tired and want to have a nice little sleep afterwards. Dementia is a subject that I think, sadly, an awful lot of us are going to come across at some point in our lives. As with many conditions, you have to learn quickly, and none of us know anything about it until we get there. Go and educate yourself, because at least then you feel you are part of it, you're taking control of it a little bit. To arm yourself with information is probably the one thing that got me through working out how I was going to help Daddy the most.
Actually, you've done brilliantly there, Steph. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. So genius.
I'm not sure about that, but...
Oh, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Oh. Cheerio, bye. Bye.
Celebrity Call Centre.
Tell me, what is your dilemma?
Eight household names are dealing with everything from Christmas conundrums.
I wanted to know if I am too old to be getting a stocking from my mum.
You're not a child, are you?
To some very personal problems.
Just not nice, is it, to wake up in your own wee?
These calls are flying in, aren't they?
Must be lunchtime. I've had a bit of a rush on.
Get a hammer and tongs.
Hello?
Who's that?
Hiya, my name's Hussein.
How can I help you, Hussein?
Oh, I've got a dilemma.
What's that? Go on.
How the hell do you change a nappy?
You're talking to the wrong bloke. I remember when my son was a very, very small child, the only time when I cleaned up after him, I used a vacuum cleaner.
A vacuum cleaner?
Yeah, it worked, actually.
How did your wife take to that technique?
Well, she never asked me again, which I suppose... was probably the whole...
I need to do something wrong for my wife.
Do it very, very badly. I know the modern father is meant to be involved in all those things, but we're not trained for it, you see.
That's perfect.
Well done. Have a good Christmas. Thanks, mate. Bye.
Did you ever change that?
I did, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. Literally, just laid there, put the baby in... pull up the nappy and pull over the flaps.
I'm a little... got a bit of a sense of stomach. Anything of that nature. The cat was sick. I said to Catherine, the cat's been sick. She said, no, leave it. She waits until they get crispy. Then she lifts them up with a cake slice. Brilliant solution. Now, who's that for?
All right, mate. What can I help you with today?
Right, so basically, it's a bit of a dilemma that I've got. So I went to my cousin's wedding and... I ended up sleeping with someone.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, my dad walked in because I forgot that I had my dad's key. So actually, I was in his hotel room. Has my dad ruined my chances because he's walked in and embarrassed me?
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't think we can blame your dad too much. By the sound of things, your dad was walking into his hotel room, which you had taken a boy back to.
Oh, no.
What did he do? Did he walk in and then immediately walk out again?
I mean, yeah, he didn't stand and watch. He did leave pretty swiftly.
He didn't stand and watch. Have you spoke to your dad about it since?
Not something I'll bring up over a roast dinner.
I'd avoid roasts around your dad in general if I was you.
What do you think I should do then?
How long have you known this boy for?
Oh, I mean, I've known him for quite a few years.
If anything, that wedding story, it's funny. It's something that the two of you can laugh at. I mean, have you contacted him since?
I've legged it. I couldn't taste the breakfast in the morning.
Of course. Yeah, I had to go home.
But I don't know, I've just been thinking about it since, and I just don't really know what to do. Like, do I tell him that I like him, or do I leave it and miss out? I don't know.
So I reckon just bite the bullet. And the worst that can happen is that he'll be like, oh, I don't want to meet up. And then even then... you know, then you know. The policy is always that it's their loss.
I might message them now, and shall I see if he gets back to me, and then I'll ring you back and let you know?
You can, yeah, you can absolutely do that. Let us know if he gets back to you. Good luck.
Thanks, James. Hopefully I'll have some news for you soon.
Good luck. I believe in you. See you later.
Thanks, James.
Bye.
It's Sinatra. Sinatra, Sinatogen, Sinita. It's Sinatra, like etc.
On line 4, star of Casualty and Ackley Bridge, Sinatra Sarkar.
Hello, Celebrity Call Centre. I don't want them to just come away feeling like they've got what they would have got from their next-door neighbour. I want them to feel like they got a little gem.
What's your problem? What's going on?
Yeah, well, very sadly, I lost my darling wife in January. She had dementia, so I managed to keep her at home all the time, which was wonderful, and I loved her so much.
Is this your first Christmas, then, without her?
Yes, and I'm wondering how I'll be able to cope without her.
Don't feel that just because she isn't there physically. She will be there in that room with you.
Last Christmas, we did watch these bright, cheerful programmes, like Come Dancing, like Songs of Praise, for example, the old game shows, which she enjoyed.
You have to sit and watch some of those programmes that you watched with her, because you'll feel her sitting next to you and enjoying it.
I will watch the same, but I will even put a couple of old game shows on.
Yeah, do.
Just to share it with
do.
Her.
And, you know, chat to her. She's in your head. She's still around. You know, light a candle and talk to her throughout the day and say, I'm going to stick on Strictly Come Dancing now. I'll give the scores tonight. You can use this as a celebration for yourself to say, I had a wonderful marriage and I'm going to mark this Christmas as a sort of celebration of all the Christmases you ever spent with her.
Great, that's absolutely great. I really will put this positive look on it. That's really been positive and helpful.
All right then, bye-bye.
Righto.
I had a really sad one. Lovely old man telling me about his wife died at Christmas last year, and how hard he's finding it to think about this one. You know, when you just think, actually, it's shit, isn't it? It is.
It's a really lonely time of year for a lot of people. Oh, I've got someone calling me back.
Oh, James, it's so embarrassing.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Earlier, James received a call from a woman looking for advice on a romance that got off to an unconventional start.
Oh, I messaged him, and you know when someone puts you on blue tick and you know that they're online and literally hasn't messaged me back.
Well, listen, do not despair. Here's what you got to remember. Just by sending in that message, you've done a great thing. It is absolute torture that they have that blue tick these days. I think it should be criminalised personally, because we should not know when people have seen the messages and aren't replying to them.
I'm going out with my mates tonight, so do you know what? I'll just have a few drinks and not worry about it.
And I'll tell you what, when you do go out tonight, you're going to feel confident. You've done this brave thing, you've taken a step. You're going to go out tonight feeling good.
Let's hope that Santa has someone else in his sack for me this Christmas.
Santa might have a sack full of men. And
I
just
hope so.
Reach in that
he needs to get down my chimney right now.
Well, hello. There we go.
Thank you. Have a lovely Christmas as well.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Is it a real Christmas tree or a fake Christmas tree?
I always have a real Christmas tree.
I've got to do Secret Santa with my flatmate for sure. And I've ended up getting my least favourite flatmate.
I really fancy Father Christmas. Is this wrong, do you think?
Can I just ask you, have you always been into older men?
Not really, it's just Father Christmas.
You're through to Dom, how can I help you?
Well, good morning, Dom. I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. My partner had an accident this year, which has left him disabled. I've had to give up work and I'm now his full-time carer, which, don't get me wrong, I do really enjoy. Do you have any stress relief tips for Christmas, so I don't end up taking it out of him if I get a bit niggly?
Do you know, I'm so sorry to hear that he had an accident. That's awful.
He fell on the ice in the bad weather. It was in March. He was in hospital for 3 months. He suffered a bleed to the brain and he had a stroke. You never know what you're going to get done. Some days it's okay, some days it's really bad.
We know personally, you know, how difficult it is to care for someone. And therefore, it's got to be considerably harder as you get older to have to care for someone who's in their twilight years and also care for yourself while you're in your twilight years. It can't be easy at all. Have you been in touch with the council or anybody like that to get you some help?
The help is there if I want it. Being a control freak, which I admit to, I do tend to like to do it myself. So I suppose I'm my own worst enemy, really, aren't I?
Our son, Max, is 18. I think it was about 4 months after he was born that he first started to show signs of then-infantile spasms. So for the last 14 years, he has been severely epileptic and autistic. I remember as if it was yesterday, you know, the tears that came and went, you know, the loss of the hopes that we'd had for him. We couldn't use the word disabled for a very long time. But he's still a lovely boy, you know, and we still love him. There's no shame to say, you know, I've got a lot on my plate. I could just use a little bit of help, even if it's just to make sure that I get some rest.
Yeah.
We obviously can't give him 24-hour care ourselves. We need to have help, and we do have help. I think we realised something had to change when I could no longer carry him up to bed. Try having a little bit of a thought process during the day. What I'm going to do next, when I'm going to do it. Plan your day so that you're not in for any surprises.
I struggle with me time sometimes.
Absolutely,
yes. You get very little me time.
Very
little. I don't begrudge, don't get me wrong, you know. You do it for a loved one.
We all want to pretend we can do it in our stride. And it's nothing to worry about it. Don't worry about it, darling. No, it's fine, it's fine, it's absolutely fine. You know, when deep down you go, oh, I've been up and down these stairs 8 times and it's only 10 o'clock in the morning and we've got a long day ahead of us.
Even if it's just sitting down and reading a book for 20 minutes, just to give yourself a little bit of a breather while your husband, your partner, is having a nap in the afternoon, rather than trying to nap and failing to nap.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's wonderful, actually. That is a really big help. All right, darling. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Many thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Poor lady.
Hello, Celebrity Call Centre. It's Debbie speaking. How can I help you?
8 all-star agony aunts are nearing the end of a busy shift at the Celebrity Call Centre.
How do I stop my partying getting in the way of my everyday life?
Oh, wow.
Oh!
Did I hear a dog bark there?
No, I just put the lid down in the toilet.
Oh, you're in the bathroom. Oh, how nice.
I think talking about rubbing vitamin E on your nunu is a bit much, to be fair. Yes.
Hello. Oh, Celebrity Call Centre, how may I help you?
Hi, Amanda. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm fine, I think. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
What is your problem? Bring it to me.
So, I was at my friend's house and I needed to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
Like, I was bursting to go.
This is funny already. Go on.
So, I went upstairs and walked in.
Go on. Hit me with it.
And his mum was in the shower. Stark naked.
Go on.
Rose and I stood there and I basically was been invited to Sunday dinner this week.
Yes.
I don't have a clue what to do.
Like, so you don't know whether you're just going to ignore the fact that you've seen your friend's mother naked? Excuse me asking, but was his mother a good looking mother in the shower with nothing on?
Oh, yeah.
I actually think you should stand up at the table and say, I have something to get off my chest, as I've seen your chest.
Oh, my gosh.
Not only is your Sunday lunch magnificent, but so is your mother. Good luck with it.
The world's very strange, isn't it? Dom, you got a call?
Oh, I have, yeah. Celebrity Call Centre, you're through to Dom. How can I help you?
Hi, Dom. Just a quick question. I'm planning to propose to my girlfriend at some point next year. What advice can you give me about my proposal speech
When do you think you're going to do it?
My friend lives in America, about 20 minutes from Niagara Falls. So I plan to walk underneath the fall and then do it.
That sounds fantastic. You know, you hear stories about people putting an engagement ring in a glass of champagne or something, and then somebody swallows
it. That's just stupid. That's just stupid,
Absolutely. Whatever you do, don't do anything that can go wrong.
Proposing is a very private, very individual thing. My proposal was straight from the heart, because at that very moment, that was the moment that I decided I wanted to spend the rest of my life with her.
When I proposed to Steph, we were in... Oh, she's going to kill me. I can't remember the name of the place. Good Lord, it'll come to me in a minute. Anyway, it was about 3 o'clock in the morning, and we were in a multi-storey car park that was being turned, had been turned into a nightclub. There was all this banging music going on and lights flashing, and we were just sitting at a sort of plastic garden table and chairs type thing, and it was hideous. Absolutely hideous. And I just leant across and whispered in her ear, "Will you marry me?" And then that sort that sort of sunk in. And then she said, "Is that it?" And then she made me go down on one knee and do it like that.
We married just about bang on 20 years ago, actually. Absolutely cracking day. And Steph looked unbelievable. Absolutely stunning. Not your usual wedding dress, and very sort of Narnia, really. It was quite something.
How did you propose to your wife?
I can't remember.
You can't remember?
It wasn't actually a marriage that lasted very long.
Oh.
Celebrity call centre. What can I do for you today?
What it is, Nick, I have this neighbour who lives below me. She's 85 years old, and she suffers from agoraphobia. So
she doesn't like going out, yeah, OK.
I visit her on occasion and I was just wondering what I could do this Christmas to make her feel less isolated, as she doesn't have much in the way of family.
Well, I think this is a wonderful opportunity for you to do something truly brilliant.
Well, for many years, of course, I spent Christmas on my own following my divorce. So I missed a great deal on the growing up of my children, which is very sad, actually, and which I regret, and which sort of lingers on. I put a call in, but, of course, when kids are young, they're too busy opening their presents. They don't want to talk to their dad, particularly. So Christmas, quite a difficult time for many years.
I would love to have had her up into my flat, but she's, like, old and she has respiratory problems, so she wouldn't make it up the stairs.
OK.
So she really is confined to the old one in the flat.
How about going out and buying a little Christmas tree for her and decorating her flat for her on Christmas Day?
No, I've never thought of that before. That's a really good idea.
You can get other people in the block of flats or in the house maybe to all send her Christmas cards too, and you could put those up for her, because it's, you know, poor old thing, you know, she wants to feel that there are others thinking of her, and I'm sure it would brighten her up enormously. Loneliness is bad enough at any time, but at Christmas I think it's really a difficult time, not least because you know that all around you families are celebrating Christmas together and you're not. On Christmas Day, go and see her to bring a lovely Christmas lunch with you.
I think that's a great idea.
I'm sure she would absolutely love that. It's no fun being on one's own on Christmas Day. You're a young man. Make that effort to make sure that she feels loved.
No, that sounds great. I really, really like the idea of that.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you, Nick. You also.
Celebrity Call Centre.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right, darling. How are you?
I have a question for you. I'm a part of my church choir.
Yeah.
I was in carol for charity. Which carol should kick off our performance this Christmas?
Oh, which is your favourite one?
Silent Night.
Got to sing a bit of it for me.
Okay.
Are you going to sing Silent Night?
Oh, lovely. Come on.
Listen, we're going to listen. We're going to listen to you. We've got it together.
I can hear her.
Okay, go.
Okay. Silent night, holy night, holy song, holy song.
Round your night, your mother's child,
darling, did you mind us joining in with you?
Celebrity call center.
As the last of the Christmas quandaries come in...
You have a good Christmas.
And you, darling. Happy Christmas.
It's time for the celebrities to start hanging up their headsets.
Well, it was a lot of fun. I just hope that somebody got a tiny bit of advice. I mean, when you get to my age, there's got to be something I'm good for.
Hey, just go with it. See where it takes you.
I really enjoyed my day. It was interesting to hear what the problems were.
You've earned the right to have a mince pie, I'm just saying. To be honest with you, we've all got the same issues and the same problems. I could relate to pretty much every single person I spoke to.
Sometimes just getting it off your chest is really liberating, so I feel happy to have been able to do that for people.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. See you later, man.
Firing on all cylinders here is scary. I actually quite liked working in the call centre. Is that what they're all like? If they're all like that, I'll quit comedy tomorrow.
Thank you so much for your call. Have a fabulous Christmas.
If perhaps one person has been helped by anything I've said today, I shall go away a happy man.
Take care, bye. Yeah.
Genius. Oh, I'm a fucking genius.
Kids taking on celebs, there's nothing more festive. Child Genius versus Celebrities, a Christmas special on Christmas Eve from 8. And on Boxing Day at 8, a celeb special of the Crystal Maze. Hopefully Richard has got into the Christmas spirit. Next tonight, it's 24 Hours in A&E.